We're going to talk a little weather. Director of Ottawa County Management, Lou Hunt, on the line. Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. That was certainly a poignant song for today.
For sure. You know, it's interesting to me. People love to talk about the weather. They really do. But, you see more and more meteorologists using social media as a tool, asking for photos, video, what's happening in their area, because they don't always have a clear picture. But Ottawa County Emergency Management, in partnership with the National Weather Service and Kent County Emergency Management, you're hosting a severe weather spotter training session this Thursday, 6:30 to 9:30, Hudsonville High School Auditorium. This is awesome. What are these things like?
So we do this every year with Kent County Emergency Management, us, and then the National Weather Service. It's a super fun night. I think some people come out every year, but we train up our community to be sky-worn spotters, weather spotters, and they can give us the ground truth during severe weather. So, you know, radar is great. A lot of the tech is great. But, man, to have an individual who's been trained by the National Weather Service to tell us exactly what's going on out there, it puts us in the best position to be able to make decisions on alerting the public.
Yeah, it really does. And are there any age limits on being a weather spotter?
No, there's no age limits. You know, we see a lot of different ages there. And boy, some of the folks in the audience are really well versed with weather. They're into it, which is awesome. And we have great speakers. Jim Masco from the National Weather Service will be up there teaching us on Thursday night. It's 6:30 to 9:30. Great night. We've already sold 360 tickets. The tickets are free. It's at Hudsonville High School. They got a brand new auditorium, which is exciting in itself to see that. I'm told they could hold up to 900. So hey, if folks want to come out, come on out. It's a really cool night.
I think this is awesome. I know a few people that are certified sky-worn severe weather spotters. So I'll always text them, what's happening over where you live? You know, if I'm in Grand Rapids and they're along the lakeshore.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Are you, I have you on the line. I might as well ask. We're getting a lot of rain. Any worries about flooding the Grand River, anything like that right now?
So, you know, we're in pretty good shape with flooding as far as the rivers go. But, you know, you can get aerial flooding, too, from a lot of rain, which is just ponding and the water over the roads and things like that. That'd probably be more like if we were going to have any flooding at all. But we are watching today for the potential of severe weather. There's going to be a lot of wind. In fact, there already is. And, you know, this is Michigan. It can change pretty quickly. You know, March, and not necessarily a month for tornadoes, but you never know. So, you know, we got our eyes on the sky for sure.
Wonderful. I think this is going to be a great event on Thursday. Like you said, 6:30 to 9 at Hudsonville High School, and you have a chance to be a sky-worn severe weather spotter. All the training is absolutely free. Since I have you on the line, and you are the director of the Office of Emergency Management, you know, the top story around the nation right now is this ship that lost their propulsion, plowing into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. Oh, my gosh. I can't help but think, could anything like that ever happen here? I don't think it could, but you never know.
Well, we certainly hope not. We do have some bridges with vehicles that travel over them on our waterways, Grand River in particular. We would hope that would never occur here in Michigan. I know out there they are still looking for some individuals that might have gone into the water in their vehicles. It's a terrible situation. Here we don't have vessels of that size that are going to be passing under some of our bridges, so you know we're more fortunate with that. But what a nightmare for those folks out there in Maryland.
It's just terrible. It's just terrible.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the fact that I can just call you up whenever there's something going on or there's an emergency such as flooding or this or that or something really cool like sky-worn severe weather spotter training. Now, people can go to WGHN.com. The story's right there, and there's a link to click on if they would like to register. So it's all in the story. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon. I'll see you out at the Fillmore Street Complex one of these days, okay?
Thank you, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
Talk soon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
That's Lou Hunt, Director of Ottawa County.